few prayers.
Well, let's wait a minute or two and sit down. As far as I know, Ralph and Guy are coming in to talk to Seth.
Yeah, the only person that said they won't be here is Colin.
Right, yeah.
So we're good on that.
And there's Nina.
Yeah, I'm here.
So can I have your line? I just want to sign it since I filled it out. Do you agree that I put everything in there? Just since I filled it out, that you acknowledged that.
You're amazing. You're all on it.
Hey. Hello, guy.
Hey,
good to see you.
Yeah.
Hey, guy.
I don't know.
How's it going?
Good. Gary.
Hey, Seth.
Good to see you, pal. I guess, are y'all ready to get started?
Looks good.
Yeah. All right, the time is 6:01. I'd like to call to order the June 13th, 2020. Is it the 13th?
Yeah,
correct. July 13th. Just checking. Meeting of the McKinney Armed Services Memorial Board and confirm that a quorum is present. Is that right? We do have a quorum?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, we got Seth Norton here, Steve Lebo's here, Guy Green, Gary Townsend, Cherie Dargo, and me, R.D. Foster. We also got Ryan and Troy here. Okay, public comments. I guess we got Nina's talking. How about you, Trina? You're not talking, you're just hanging there?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Okay, so we're going to move on to talk about the first item here. Minutes of the McKinney Armed Services Memorial Board of May the 11th. So, you may need a minute to read them or skim through them.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes for our last meeting.
I'll second.
All right, so, Steve, approved them and Gary seconded, so we're good there. Do I need to sign this, Flora?
Yes. And then I'll take it. Since Colin isn't here, we'll get him to sign next time. We'll hold on to it.
All right, so what? First
thing. Okay, we need a vote.
All in favor?
What?
To approve
them? We already did.
That's the motion?
Oh.
All in favor?
Aye.
There we go.
You need someone to make a motion, someone to second it, and then a vote.
They did that.
Okay, sorry.
They made the motion. We did on that. We just needed the ayes.
All right. So everybody's in favor.
All of them.
Sure, everybody don't want to argue about it? All right, so we got three additional names that Colin and I have found and researched that we would like to add to the Memorial Board. And the qualifications are they had to live in Collin County at one time, and they had to have died while serving in the armed forces of the United States and served honorably. And I think all three of these people here meet that criteria. Captain Carney L. Dowland, 42, from McKinney, U.S. Army. He was killed in a plane crash in Canada on November the 2nd, 1942, and his body was not recovered until September of 2015. Mm-hmm. And he is buried with the others that were on the plane in a single grave at Arlington National Cemetery. The story, that's a heck of a story on there. These guys were out on one of the Great Lakes. I forget which one it was.
Hudson. No. Lake Erie.
Yeah. And they were And on this PB-wise, anyway, they were going to take off during a storm. And as the plane started taking off, it nosedived, and the water busted the front of it and came in, and it took them to the bottom, so they all drowned. And Captain Dallin, I mean, I thought it was pretty amazing. He'd only been in the Army for about a year, and he was already a captain. And but he was he owned a bank, and he was the president of the Highland Park National Bank, Highland Park State Bank, and when he died. And so anyway, there's the Captain Tony Down. And so y'all want to vote on them one at a time? So everybody, anybody got any reason not to?
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve. Second. All right. So
all in favor.
All in favor.
Aye. Aye.
So Captain Cornell Dowling will have his name on the wall.
Well, we can motion all three at one time.
Could do them all at once? Okay. Okay, the next one was Sergeant First Class Michael B. Hamilton, United States Army. Now, Michael is from Plano. He was H&H Battalion, 82nd Airborne, and he died at his home base at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, November the 4th, 2021. Now, he had been in the Army for a while. He has a lot of medals, as you see his picture there. He had a whole chest full. He was a paratrooper. People call him a dedicated paratrooper, passionate leader, and a royal friend. And anyway, I don't know. It didn't say the reason that he died or anything, just that he was found dead. And so while he was in the service.
I'll make a motion to add.
We'll just do them all at once.
I'm sorry?
And
I'll do them all at once, okay, after reviewing all three.
And the third one is Private Curtis Edward Robertson. He was in the 680th Glider Field Artillery Battalion, 17th Airborne Division. He was 19 years old. He was born in Princeton in 1925, and he grew up in Pampa, Texas. Enlisted in the Army in 1943, and he was killed in action on March the 24th, 1945, in Germany. And he is buried at the Margraten American War Cemetery in the Netherlands. So those are the three guys. Does anybody see any reason why any of them should not be on the board?
I make a motion we approve all three to be added to the wall.
Second.
Everybody say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. So we got three new names to go on there, and that would be for next Memorial Day, right, Flora?
Right.
Okay. All right, great. Well, thank you, guys. It's always just quite an experience for me when I find these names, you know. And we found all three of these by accident, and that's how we find them now, because all the ones that were mainly killed in war that were actually lived here at the time, I think we found all those. This guy, he grew up in Pampa, so his hometown was listed at Pampa. And so that's why we didn't find him. And then we found out that he was actually from McKinney. And
how did you stumble on some of these by accident? I mean,
well, I'm doing research every day. Right. Now, I'm working on a history of McKinney High School football, from all the way back to the 1800s. And so I go through the McKinney Courier Gazette, the Plano, the Salina papers on the archives that are all on the internet. And I go through a day at a time, and looking for things, and just happened to see in a little small article there, something just to, so-and-so was killed in the glider pilot, you know, the guy in the glider thing. And I think Colin got a call on the one he found, the sergeant that died at Fort Bragg. Somebody called him and notified him. I think it was Judge Nathan White that called up Colin and said, I think we have another guy that will fit on there. And he knew the family or something. And so he was the latest one, 2021. So he's the newest guy, the latest one. The other two were World War II. And so that's basically how we found him now, you know. And
page at a time, huh?
Yeah.
Is it safe to say that you're on Courier Gazette and Kenny Examiner's past March of 1945?
Yeah.
What date are you up to while looking through each one of those papers?
Oh, well, I'm already up through 1969 on the McKinney football book. Wow. And I've got all the articles. A classmate of mine, Barbara Merriman Bridges, she does all the typing. She does the hard work. And so right now I'm just putting them all together. And I'm up through 1930 as far as the finished product. So it's going to be two books, from the early days to 1939 and then 1940 through 1969. And it's amazing all the names we have on the wall that went to McKinney High School that died in World War II, Korea and Vietnam, you know, and especially World War II. And there's so many guys on the football team that were killed in action, you know. Okay. And that's a story in itself. Like the entire backfield in 1939, all three of the guys were killed in World War II, you know. So, I found a whole lot of stuff for you about the Finch Park Zoo.
Oh, did you?
So I'm saving those until I get them all together and I'll send them all to you. But there's some pretty amazing stuff.
Yeah, it is. It's funny because it is somewhat recent history in our history of McKinney, but yeah, it's kind of lost in
the. Yeah, what it is, and during the late 20s and the early 30s, there's a lot of stuff about it, and then all of a sudden there's nothing about it anymore, and I don't know what happened to it, and I was trying to figure out what happened to it, but it was during the Depression that it just disappeared, and I guess they just couldn't afford it anymore.
Someone may come in and eat animals.
Yeah. And the thing about it, they had one guy and his wife that was in charge of all these animals, and he wasn't a veterinarian or anything. He was in charge of the park, and he was just a landscaper guy. Now he's in charge of buffaloes and foxes and snakes and birds, and you know. And I read one thing where somebody donated some otters or something to him, and he would say, and somebody in an interview in paper asked him, well, what do they eat? And he said, oh, they'll eat anything, candy. And I'm going, oh man, those poor animals.
What?
All right, so, but it's fun doing all that kind of stuff.
If you ever come across the start of the McKinney Parks and Recreation Department, let me know. We're trying to figure that out. Right, yeah. Someone asked us what our birthday would be, and I said,
He's probably a historian on a lot of things, aren't you?
Yeah. The guy in charge of the park was named Wheatley, Matt Wheatley. And he had been he worked for the county, and he was just an office guy, you know, did some, and so anyway, he retired from that, and they put him on as in charge of the park, and he said, well, let's build a zoo. So anyway, all right, so the only other thing we have on here is to discuss the live stream. Is there anything new that we need to add on your guy?
No, I haven't had a whole lot of success with Earth Camp, unless somebody else wants to try and make contact with them. I email them, text them, and I don't get any response back.
I had the same experience. I called and emailed, and the salesperson, whoever covers this area, did not reply.
Yeah. So,
I've had some success with Earth Camp.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I got a quote today. I'm working with Catherine over there. She sent me a quote for a camera. I sent her three pictures of the park
because
she wanted to see, you know, some angles and stuff there. And I sent her a couple from poles on the north side, kind of looking at it, and I took a picture dead center from, if you're looking at the ribbon, where the ribbon crosses,
right.
There's grass kind of almost in a point underneath the ribbon.
Yep.
I took a step back from there and took a picture and thought, you know, if we put a pole here, if we had to put a pole, if we put a pole here, what would it look like dead center looking at
right.
the memorial? Cost-wise, they're not bad on the cost, but infrastructure-wise, it's going to be astronomical. So it was the quote here is $7,030. That's a $3,500 camera and $3,000 for affiliate live streaming video and hosting services. It's a fixed cost, and that is, I think, a 1 year of it, for $3,000 a year to do it. What I was reaching out to our IT department to ask them about internet down there, you know, somebody that actually screened this, because I asked her about cellular under 4G, and she said that she doesn't recommend that because it does stop and stutter a little bit, and it's a little more difficult. She said it'd be better to have a more direct connection to the internet, either through Wi-Fi or, you know, an Ethernet cable there. When I reached out to our IT department, it's all over the place. $10,000 to $20,000, depending on what it is. And then $100 a month for the service, if it's Spectrum down there, whatever it is. Talked about pulling from a business or so over there. I sent something back to Catherine asking if we were to tag onto someone's Wi-Fi down there, what does that do to them? Because I don't want to overburden them with anything, whether
right.
it slows their bandwidth down, whether it incurs overage charges and things
exactly.
like that. She hasn't responded to me yet, but we've had some good back and forth. She was pretty quick on some of the stuff I sent her today. You know, we looked into it's called microwave technology, where you kind of do point to point from our fire station. It's not too far from there, but she said that our IT department said that's pretty expensive as well. So still kind of exploring those options of how we get Wi-Fi there, but still also have the trench. Power over to the middle of the park and put a pole in, which is not, it just depends where we pull power from.
Right.
Try to pull power from one of those lights, those street lights there, may or may not work, because I don't know this, but a lot of times those street lamps are on a timer or on an eye, and if they're on one single eye, that means there's no power to them until the power gets turned on.
Right.
If they're on individual eyes on the tower themselves, the light pole itself, then it has power to it all the time, and the only thing the eye does is turn it on when it needs to be. But a lot of our lights that are on timers, there's no power going to them because it's like the switch is turned off over here. When you turn the switch on, then they have power. So I need to figure out what those are there to
okay.
figure out what that would be to get power. So this was all done today, so I finally was able to get some things back to Catherine and kind of get going on it. And so I've had some success with talking to them, but you know, trying to get hard numbers is pretty difficult.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think we're at the point where we can take a vote on to proceed on it? To
can you summate your cost on webcam again?
The cost on the webcam, the camera itself is $3,500, and it's $3,000 a year for. The live streaming of it on their website.
Plus some minor installation.
It doesn't provide that. It says client to provide power, bandwidth, and installation. So we can do the installation. So depending on how hard that is, I don't know how hard that is to dial in. It could be something just setting the camera on a pole is pretty simple, but I don't know what it takes to.
Right. Do you know anything about the camera? I mean, just trying to compare the camera that Guy got quoted. Is it the same thing, or?
It's a screen cam 4K is what it was called. I was able to, the link in the email, I was able to pull it up and kind of look at it. It did say 4G technology, but she recommended against that. So I can dive into that a little bit more and find out, you know, how bad is bad when you're talking about 4G there. And we'll see basically what that monthly service charge is, but it's,
but everything you found, I mean, we can afford that, right? So far,
we have a budget of zero, so we're going to have to ask for where do we go. So we're going to have to ask for something. It depends on how much that ask is and where we go for that ask.
Okay, so if we approve it, then we can go to whoever we got to go to for the money, right?
So you need to know how much we're asking for, so there's nothing to approve yet.
Okay.
We better find out about the 5G first.
Yeah.
Because it's not hard cost yet.
We've been talking about this so long, I'm ready to get something done.
Yeah. Well, this is a discussion item. It's okay. Not an action item, so there's no vote to be able to take it on.
Okay, well, hopefully by next meeting, you think we'll have enough information where we can vote yes or no?
I'll have to get with our IT department and see if they can get some kind of estimator down there.
Okay.
To try to figure something out, because it's one of those things that it's a puzzle. How many different ways you can go with doing it, and so we got to figure that out.
Okay.
We may need some kind of assistance from a business there, whether it's just a location to have something. You know, there was some IT talk in there that she kind of threw out at me that was a little over my head, just to make sure that, you know, we get everything. It's not like setting up at your home, you get internet. Okay. A little more difficult because you don't have a building there. But I'll keep working with her. It was kind of new to her. So she's with our telecommunications and just kind of throwing out spitballing a bunch of things. So I'll try to dial her in on, you know, what it really would cost. But we've discussed with, I think, a Spectrum before, pulling lines to places, and it was astronomical. But that was a different location.
I say
a better location here, there's more stuff around it. Previously, it was our recreation center, Town Lake, that sits over there by itself. We were looking at getting cable just to have cable television there, and it was astronomical because there's just nothing running by there. It's not like you're just pulling it from the street because it's going to the house next door. There's no houses next door. Over there, it's a little different setup, so we'd have to reach out to people, start figuring out how we're doing and who can provide quotes and what. So.
All right. Yeah, well, I appreciate all the work you're doing on it, and I thank you for that.
Thank you.
I have a public question. So I want to clarify, so the live stream, that would be continuously $3,000 a year, so that would have to be put in the budget that you're asking for, and that has to be done by October or September?
No. I mean, our budget's already in, so there's no budget for this.
I know, but for the next year, when would it have to be?
Well, we'd have to request funding from some source, so
I know.
That doesn't have to be in the budget now.
Okay. So then the camera itself is $3,500, so that's a one-time cost. So we might be able to get help with that or something, right? And then the other thing, the Spectrum thing, to get internet, that's a one-time cost? I'm just trying to clarify.
No, that would be a one-time cost to get it there, and then a monthly service charge on having the service.
Right. Plus the power.
Yeah, plus I got to figure out what's going to cost the power trench over there and where I'm going to pull the power from. So I know we do have an outlet. I know we used it for the ceremonies and such there. So, but
okay,
you know, all this, I ain't going under the memorial. So I'm just going to figure out what's around.
So you could basically be looking at $15,000 or $20,000.
Well, I think we're looking at $30,000 to $40,000.
Yeah, that's right.
No, that ain't nothing.
You had said in the beginning something about $7,000 infrastructure at the beginning of Earth Cam?
No, it's $7,000 to them to start off.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's going to be $3,500 for the camera and $3,000 a year for the service.
Okay.
Period.
All right. So that's what that was, okay. Because the camera for the other company here that was here is. It's on here for $2,243 for the camera, and then all the other licenses and stuff. So, figure wise, I think we're probably within a couple of dollars of each other.
I think we're going to have the same issue with that that we are with this.
Oh yeah,
this infrastructure.
Right. So, either or.
And that one doesn't come built in with the streaming capability of it. It would go to something else, then the IT department would have to set up something on the website in order to get that to the website for people to watch it, because it's not made for, you know, say hundreds of people watching it. It's made for a few admins or security guards looking at it and monitoring it.
Okay.
So the usage would be a lot different.
Yeah, Earth Cam would be just similar to their other cams you see on there. And I think we can embed the stream on our website without having to do all exactly what Seth's talking about.
Right.
But I can tell you right now, our IT department is not going to want this on the network.
No.
They don't want any back doors into the network in any way if possible. Because they said we get hackers daily trying to get in. In fact, we city got swindled from a hacker not too long ago. So basically fund transfer for a payment on a project. So.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be wonderful if they put their brains that they spend time on doing things like that towards something good?
It's
a lot.
All right, well, I guess that's about all.
You keep me up to date on it? You keep me up to date on what you find out?
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. But yeah, I reached out to them and this lady's been somewhat responsive, so I think for their part it's pretty simple. I think the other part is the hard part.
Right.
Trying to get some kind of internet connection to that location. Yeah. Reliable one. And you know, businesses are fine over there, but we can't put a lot of money into partnering with a business that may be gone. You know, Clay Tribe's over there for a few years and they're gone. So maybe a revolving door of some of those businesses over there, except possibly the Craig Ranch HOA, you know, that's one I think will be there for a while.
Should be, regardless of who runs it.
Well, it should be, but until it turns into something where that becomes really, really valuable there, and a lot of businesses are succeeding there, well then the rent may go up and they may find a better location somewhere else there that it's not so expensive for what they do.
Right.
Anybody else got anything else to say on that right now?
No, it's still just a work in progress, so I'm glad we get somewhere with EarthCam, because I mean, this is what they do, and I think that it would get more traction, I think, from something like that. They promote it as well.
Right.
Okay. I think they would promote it to a very broad audience, because they promote it to all. There's nothing but people that just check out EarthCams, period, just to see what they have.
Yeah.
Like you said, they got a lot of time on their hands. They can put it to good instead of evil, huh?
All right. On a couple of things I'd like to add. Saturday morning, the Anchor Church people are going to be at the memorial. And you guys are ready for that.
Yeah.
And at 9 o'clock. Is there anybody who would like to go ahead and meet them out there? And,
what time?
9 o'clock, Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I will if nobody can.
Okay.
Another thing, I'd like to send a letter to Charles McKissick and thank him for paying for those signs that we had made for the park. They were $850, and he paid for that out of his pocket.
We'll get that.
And so I'd like to send a thank you letter from the Memorial Board to him. I'd like to put on the agenda for next time, let's talk again about the time capsule. I think Nina has somebody that may be able to build us one that's more like what we're talking about, right, Nina? Okay. And so we'll talk about that. The reason I'm wearing a mask tonight is in 2015, I had throat cancer, and I beat that. I spent 2 years in bed with that, and here this last week, I've been diagnosed with, it's come back. And so that's why I'm wearing a mask tonight. And I meet with my oncologist on Tuesday, and I don't know exactly what the plan is going to be, but if it's anything like it was last time, I won't be able to do my job. But until that time comes, I will be here and I will do my best, you know, to do the best I can. And so that's all I know about that right now. I'll know more about it next meeting. I will have started the treatments, and so I don't know if it's going to be chemo and radiation again or what. I don't know yet. And if it's that chemo, well, that's what knocks the hell out of you, you know. And I went 2 years without eating a bite of food. I had a feeding tube, you know.
Right.
And I didn't get out of bed for 2 years, just to get up and go to the bathroom. And that's, when you think about it, that's almost that's a year less than I was in the Marine Corps. You know? I spent in bed. Mm-hmm. So, but anyway, I just want to let y'all know where I, you know, what's happening there, because I don't want to spring any surprises and just call up and say, I can't be there anymore. Mm-hmm. But when it gets to the point where I think I can't do my duty here, well, then I'll resign, you know. And I guess we elect new officers here in the next couple of months, right?
This,
is that right, for so anyway, we'll figure out what to do then. Did anybody else get the email that have to go back to the city council and get approved again?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I did too, and I didn't. I thought that when we approved this last time, that was for a 2-year tour. And you know, I thought, well, would I do that again?
That's what I thought.
But I was wrong. So anyway, I'm scheduled to. On the 20th, I think, or whatever, the first day, anyway, the first day to get that over with.
Is that August or July?
July.
I think the thought process for that was, since the whole board was basically redone, is to set it up to where there's some overlapping knowledge, in case, you know, some people can do it, or there's all new people every 2 years, and so it's going to end up, they staggered it where some people would have the 1-year term initially, so there would always be that knowledge overlapping at least 1 year.
Well, yeah, well, I'd like for that to happen where, you know, when our term's up, they just whole new board come in and start all over. I mean, you know, I'd like to continue with some of the stuff we're doing and whatever, but anyway, that's right now kind of beyond my plan. So.
It's above your pay grade.
That's above my pay grade. Boy, you got that right. So anyway, does anybody think of anything else we need to talk about? Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that news.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
I'm sorry to hear that news.
Well, me too, but thank you. And Nina, is there anything else that you'd like to add? And I'd like to also say, Nina has started this campaign to save the historic ice house. And I know you've seen signs around town and all, that's all her doing. And if there's anything y'all can think of to help her out in any way, just ask her what you can do. And I mean, I'd like to see it saved. You know, I've lived here all my life since I was a little kid, and we used to go there and buy ice, you know. And anyway, it's just one of those things that part of our history that I would like to see preserved. And of course, money talks, so you know how that goes. And but anyway, they've done a heck of a good job of keeping the downtown the way it was when it was original, and so that's a good thing. And so, Nina, do you have anything to add to that?
Not offhand. Just that I love you big time.
All right, so if anybody wants to help out or anything, just ask Nina what you can do, and we'll go from there. So I guess we'll get out of here early tonight. So is that all right with you, Flora? All right, so
I'll move to adjourn.
Okay, so it's 6:33, and
I'll second that.
Steve has made the motion to adjourn. Gary seconded it. Everybody, aye.
Aye.
Everybody, aye.
So, all right. Thank you all for coming. Cherise, good to see you. And everybody else. So, thank you all again.
See you too.
Next time. And I think Gus buying the beer and steaks. Isn't that right?
That's Friday.
Oh,
that's Friday.